This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound?
South Korean and Japanese media are both saying that North Korea has fired a missile over northern Japan. The Pentagon is currently investigating. A senior U.S. official said that there had been some movement suggesting an immediate missile was being prepared, but there is not yet any confirmation about how far this missile flew. Julian, I'm going to come to you on this. You've worked for two presidents. North Korea is not a new issue. I think we can all agree no one has effectively figured out how to handle it based off of what you've seen from your days in both White Houses, what you've observed so far for the Trump administration. What is your general sense and feeling around this possible development?
Well, if these reports are confirmed, this is a huge deal. I mean, that kind of intermediate range missile flying over Japan's airspace is, I mean, that's, I don't like to overdramatize and you claim not, that that's not, a tantamount to an act of war, but I mean, depending on the circumstances when we get the details, but it's a big deal no matter how you slice and dice it. Japan's a major ally to the United States, though we're not, you know, they're not wed to us through a NATO treaty, and we're not obligated to necessarily come to their defense in this instance. That's a question that will immediately be on the president's plate.
Jillian, how does this, if you're the White House, how does this change their calculus in dealing with North Korea if the reports are true?
I don't know that it will immediately change the president's calculus, but it definitely, it ups the stakes. It doesn't mean that we'd be prepared to, you know, to launch a ground war against North Korea or, you know, sort of escalate the nuclear threat or anything like that. But it's definitely something that will infuriate the president, and rightly so. And it's something that will, I think, cause the United States to really push China a lot harder than they even have been, which has sort of been to the max lately in terms of hedging against North Korea.
And a lot of people have been describing this dynamic between President Trump and really previous U.S. presidents as well and Kim Jong-un in that regime. It's kind of a game of chicken is something that I've heard floated. But we know this is not a game, right? We know that these are potentially millions of lives at stake, as you're saying. And if this development is even anywhere near true, those stakes just got higher today.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. It's not a game. It's not a game of chicken. There are real consequences here. Millions of lives when you calculate out North and South Korea, Japan, whoever else is in arm's length of the missile, or a nuclear missile. But the problem here is that there's no good alternative. So people have been very quick to criticize whoever the president is on this issue. We're not doing enough. We're not being forceful enough. But there are no good, there are no easy options, and there is nothing that is guaranteed to get us from 0 to 10 on this issue.
As you can tell, a lot of moving parts, very complicated here in regard to North Korea. But, this is, where leadership comes into play. And I know those on the left are, a little surprised because, to hear what they were saying about Donald Trump. They expected him to be at war already with North Korea, if not obliterating the Hermit Kingdom by now. But there has been a restraint. And as Secretary Tillerson said, they're doing everything they can by way of diplomacy. All things are on the table. But clearly they're leading with diplomacy and other trade embargoes, things that they can do, pressure on China. Whatever they can do to try to make this happen, because as we were talking earlier with Dan Perkins, we're getting to the point where something has got to give here. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show and all the things that you love to get from us, including, past interviews, information, we are just loaded with a plethora of information, all designed to make your day and to make things a little bit easier, whether it's gas prices, information from our past guests. Podcast you want to download and listen at your own convenience. Hey, it's our gift to you. It is right there. Enjoy it to your heart's content. Today, just as a matter of fact, is International Day Against Nuclear Tests. Okay, so go figure. Also, it happens to be Touch a Heart Tuesday, and we're seeing a lot of hearts being touched right now around the country, particularly in the areas of Hurricane Harvey. That has just devastated our country and impacted the lives of millions of people, dare I say. Most incredible. So Touch a Heart Tuesday. Also, did you know it was this day in 2005 that Hurricane Katrina slammed into the Gulf Coast? Interesting that all this is, coming together. This day in history in 2005, Hurricane Katrina slamming in to the Gulf Coast. We're waiting on our next guest who has quite a story. She is a Cuban-American, named by the Poetry Foundation as America's Young People's Poet Laureate, author of poetry books that have garnered no less than 34 prizes and commendations, including The Surrender Tree, A Drum Dream Girl, Enchanted Air. Among the awards have been a Jane Addams Award, an International Reading Association Award, and many others. And I guess we're still waiting. But if we're able to get a hold of her, she's got quite the story to talk about. Her latest book is All the Way to Havana, which provides the world's kids a vibrant snapshot to the unique tropical islands. So, man, we're going to talk cars and, Cuban culture and Cuban food and all that good stuff here, if we can get a hold of her. But meanwhile, as we look over this day, I always get a kick because Scott gives me these every day. I don't necessarily respond to them, but hey, we got a little bit of time, so why not? According to Hoyle Day, remember that? According to Hoyle, they always according to Hoyle, and so this is going to cause me to, look into the archives and try to remember what the heck was Hoyle all about. But, it just seemed to be one of those things. Chop Suey Day is also today. I mean, all kinds of days, Lemon Juice Day. More Herbs, Less Salt Day. Well, it's kind of, more herbs. I'm not a less salt kind of guy. So that's going to fight the consciousness just a little bit. More Herbs, Less Salt Day. And National Swiss Wine Growers Day. I'll drink to that. Why not? So, a lot happening in our world today, in addition to the things that are quite obvious, whether it has to do with North Korea, of course, all eyes on Texas right now, the reservoir that is overflowing, more rain coming, I don't know. I mean, it's how much more can they possibly take? And even with Dan Perkins, we're talking to him. He's on the west side of Florida, and they got, you know, over the weekend, 3 days, they're 18 inches in what, 2.5 days. That's just an incredible amount of water, even from that standpoint. So everything else in between, you know, from, you know, the west side of Florida all the way to Texas, you know, it's just been absolutely devastating. And I haven't heard much, Scott. Have you heard anything at all about Louisiana? I mean, I haven't heard that they're being impacted much at this point right now, but
I matter. They're getting rain, but I don't think they're getting the floods like they have in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, you know, and of course, you know, the thing is we talked about earlier, too, which is, you know, you talk about Touch Heart Tuesday, is the support that people are getting and you know, how each citizen is coming together, what Texans are doing and demonstrating to America, this is what unity looks like. In the face of tragedy, you know, people coming together to save lives, the stories abound right now. I mean, the things that are absolutely of, you know, of the realm and legend of heroes is being demonstrated there in Texas by everyday people that are just, you know, stepping up, whether it is, you know, like Sam reported on, you know, a furniture store opening up their building, knowing people. You know, one of the things that you go for when you're in this situation is you got to find shelter. You know, you got to find water, and you, I mean, even though I know it sounds ironic with all the water out there, but that's what you need. You need clean water. And you got to find shelter. That's immediate to survive, and so for people to understand that, retailers to open up their businesses and understanding, number one, these people need shelter. You got to consider that high school gymnasiums and whatever standing facilities are out there are being overwhelmed. I mean, I saw where there was one facility, which they considered to be a mega facility, but they only had a capacity of 5,000 people. Well, that, you know, within a couple hours, that was overwhelmed. And they were making, you know, making do, you know, to their credit, figuring out, okay, we got to find an answer, and spreading out and networking with as many other facilities and managers that they could, you know, get answers from. Churches have opened up their doors, you know, all down the line. It's all hands on deck. It's one of those type responses that is taking place. But again, this is what unity looks like. No color of skin. This is just people helping people. Touch of Heart Tuesday. I mean, it's something rather serendipitous that we would run on these, because, you know, these days are all defined, you know, you know, a year, maybe several years in advance. And, you know, who would have thought that today would be a day where, you know, Touch of Heart Tuesday would be most appropriate. But all these stories are touching our hearts and encouraging us. And again, you know, we're reminded that though it may seem that we're being overwhelmed by the waters, there is a God who loves us and cares for us and protects us. And, you know, and he listens, and he is listening for our prayers and responding. And we just join in prayer with everybody. I mean, you imagine the power of prayer that is emanating, you know, the words that are emanating, you know, from Texas across this country for, you know, for our fellow citizens. You know, what is it like? I mean, it is, those prayers are storming the gates of heaven. And we're reminded that it is the gates of heaven that suffers violence. The righteous take it by storm. So it's up to us, you know, and by righteous, it's not some self-acclamation of self-righteousness. It is knowing who we are in our standing with God because of Christ in our lives and the sacrifice that he made. And so by that, we are righteous. We are in right standing, and by that only are we in right standing with God, and by that can we exercise the true power, spiritual power that we have available to us. And the evil forces, you know, would like nothing better than the utter destruction, humiliation, and faithlessness of a people that, you know, believe in God. And may God's glory be demonstrated throughout all this, and may people turn to God in a mighty way, and with courage, storm the gates of heaven.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. libertyid.com. libertyid.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, you can drop me an email. Talk to me direct. We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Let's face it. You know, the world is stress-filled. I don't know about you. I have one of my favorite doctor friends. He always tells me, Bill, you are carrying such a load. And he's referring to the amount of stress we deal with. As you can imagine, you know, sometimes in doing a show like this. But we want to talk about stress-proofing yourself, okay? Scientific solutions to protect your brain and body and be more resilient every day. And we're grateful to have our next guest. guest, Dr. Mitya Staroni, is with us. Mitya, thank you for being with us to talk about what we can do to stress-proof our brains and our lives.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you wrote this book, so obviously this is, and it seems like it was one of those things that you probably saw stress in your own life and says, hey, look it, I better write my own prescription here, right?
Absolutely. I think there are very few people right now in the world of today who isn't going through stress, and I saw so much stress around me that, yes, I needed a solution.
Yeah, you did, and here it is. You're giving us the gift of all your hard work and study here so that we can look at stress in a way, because it is, in some sense, it's a positive dynamic, but when it gets to be too much, then we start getting diminishing returns and our body takes a hit, doesn't it?
Yes. So acute stress is the kind of the good stress that you're talking about, and that's really good for us. We need it, and we become a stronger, better version of ourselves during acute stress, but we need to recover from acute stress. Chronic stress is when we don't recover from those little bouts of stress, or we get the little bouts of stress too frequently, or it's too intense. Yeah. And when that happens, and actually what really led me to writing this book was when I realized that chronic stress actually changes the brain. It physically shrinks parts of the human brain.
Why does it do that? Is it a protection thing?
The brain is very plastic, so it responds to its environment. So it changes in order to adapt to be the best version of itself in whatever it's asked to do.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in an environment of calm with little bouts of stress, so like, you know, little peppered with little bouts of stress here and there, it always reverts back to the calm state, because the calm state is what it has in the majority of time. But if it doesn't revert back to the calm state, it changes itself to stay in a permanent state that's constantly watching for threat, that's operating on a very stimulus-driven, on a very reflexive way, and that views the world as potentially providing lots of reasons for feeling threatened. So it changes its state to deal with feeling constantly threatened and being under threat.
So kind of like our body language, like when we're under threat, we kind of we'll compress ourselves, right? And it's a protection mechanism. So our brain, in a sense, does the same thing. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, so the brain it changes its own network connectivity to become really efficient at doing at dealing with its perceived situation as best as it can. So if it thinks it's always under stress, it changes itself so that its response is always optimally suited to this environment.
Yeah. So your worldview, everything you consider at that point, is stress-filled and it's stress-responsive then, is that right?
Yes, so as the brain changes, so many other things change as well. Your decision-making changes, the threshold at which you respond to negative things changes, and also you will interpret things more negatively than they actually are. So you always assume the worst, you might misinterpret situations or facial expressions, and your perception of your life will be different and more negative than it is in reality.
You probably don't want to get married during that period of life, right? You'd be a mess. And you're going to mess up the other person, too. It's kind of like what's going on in our country right now. We get so much stress going on. The politicians, everybody who thinks politically is a little tight right now. So we need to chill just a little bit, as they would say, right?
I think that if everyone were to get in control of their stress, flip their brain back from being chronically stressed to being normal, everything would be happier. People would like each other more. We'd get along. We'd be more pleasant. Yeah. We wouldn't misinterpret things. We wouldn't jump to conclusions. We wouldn't assume we were being attacked. So the world would definitely be a better place. And that is my main aim of writing this book, really.
Well, that's great. You've done a great job. You've calmed me down already, and I like you. Me too. I'm liking you already here. So this is a good thing. Your book, different than most other books on stress. Explain to our audience the difference.
So there are some great books out there on stress, but most stress approaches usually use one solution. They have one idea. And, you know, if you test one idea on lots of people. For some people it'll work, but for others it won't.
Right.
And the reason is that if you actually go into chronic stress, really go into the science of it, it acts in so many different ways. So people in completely different situations, completely different lifestyles, will be experiencing stress in a different way, and a different solution will apply to them. Mm-hmm. So I read over 1,000 papers, and I condensed them into 591 scientific studies, which I've diluted out into hundreds of tips and tricks for this book, so that there will be something in this book that applies to everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you're doing, how stress affects you, how you think stress affects you, there will be something in this book for you.
Well, Dr. Sharani, why should we worry about stress? I think I know what you're going to tell me here, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Why should we worry about stress if we're feeling okay? Are we kind of deluding ourselves?
Not at all. So chronic stress acts in a very insidious way, and we all think that stress is just the stress that we get, you know, when we're sitting in traffic or we've just, you know, had a run-in with our boss. But actually, chronic stress acts in at least seven ways. It acts through inflammation. It acts through your motivation responses. It acts through insulin resistance. It acts through your body clock. It acts in the way you regulate or don't regulate your emotions. It acts through HPX. It acts in so many ways. And when the brain changes in response to stress, you don't know it changes. It'll subtly affect your decision-making. It'll subtly affect how you think and how you perceive the world. And a slightly longer way along the line, the same parts of the brain that are affected by chronic stress are the parts of the brain that are affected in dementia. So you not only are opening the route to diseases such as insulin resistance, hypertension, you're also opening the route to longer term diseases. So if you start now, start looking after your brain, you can do as much as you can to prevent these diseases from surfacing in the future. And it costs nothing, because nothing in my book needs you to buy any pills or do any courses or anything like that. You can do everything right where you are.
Exactly. Well, you know, as you say, stress changes the brain. So if stress changes the brain, does calm change the brain as well? Or, you know, what is exactly is the downstream effect, you might ask, than just changing our mental state?
Brain, as you say. So a really great study has shown that, you know, it's taken a group of workers who are under occupational stress, so work-related stress, and it looked at their brains, and it found that these particular areas of the brain were shrunken, were smaller in volume than comparable people who were not under work stress. The study then took these people out of their working environment, gave them some rest. They didn't take any pills. They didn't have any medication, but they gave them some rest, a little bit of cognitive behavioral therapy, a little bit of rest, and then they scanned their brains again. And the areas of the brain that were thinner were growing back. So it shows you this is super reversible. We can actually see it happening in a brain scan. And you're right. You have to do, in my book, I've given you seven routes through which chronic stress strikes. So if you oppose that in seven distinct ways, you can stop. You can do everything you can to buffer its effect on changing your brain.
Well, Dr. Meethu Sharani has been our guest, and of course, boy, this is fascinating stuff, and I wish we had more time to talk about this. So now I got to go get a copy of your book, and everybody else has to get a copy of your book. Available at all the usual places, I take it, right?
Absolutely. It's available all the usual places. If you want a quick link, just type in stressproof at penguinrandomhouse.com, and that gives you a link to all the bookstores.
Well, Dr. Sharani, thank you so much for being with us. Good stuff here. Appreciate it.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Lots of love toward Texas right now, and also lots of love demonstrated in Texas. We see time and again, outside of some of the wacky stuff that happens within our own humanity, you know, some of the looting. But set that aside, I got to tell you, I'm greatly encouraged and impressed by the love and, you know, by the spirit of cooperation that is taking place there. You know, no black, no white. It's humanity suffering and humanity coming alongside to save the day on display there with the devastation, not only that they have undergone and what some weather officials are saying is more still to come. And you go, Where is that water going to land up? I mean, things are overflowing as it is. Incredibly devastating and also incredible that this happens to be a date in history where in 2005 Katrina hit the Gulf Coast. So, and a lot of comparisons being made between the two incidences. And, of course, this is still dynamic with Hurricane Harvey. And history will yet to be written, but it is being lived out every moment. And to this point, we have Nilofer Merchant with us. Nilofer is an incredible, she's ranked one of the top business thinkers. And we're going to talk about, you know, when many individuals feel opportunities are dwindling. I know you can look at what's happening in Texas and you talk about dreams being blown up and how devastating, catastrophic it is for them. But there's other people that are dealing with life's issues that, you know, is causing them to lose hope. And this is the thing that I resist, and I hopefully am encouraging you to not give up on your hope, to continue to fight the good fight. Let's bring Nilofer on right now. Nilofer, her new book is The Power of onlyness and making your wild ideas mighty enough to dent the world. The power of onlyness. Millifer Merchant, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, nice to be here.
Well, good to have you here. And I guess the timing of your book, I always am amazed with, you know, how books come about, that they happen to be released just at a perfect time. And at a time where your message could be the answer to what people need to hear right now.
Exactly. You were just talking about Houston and the devastation we've seen there. One of the stories and pictures that made the internet in the last few days is at a retirement home where we saw people submerged underwater. Well, the daughter who had that picture sent to her was told by the retirement committee there was nothing that they could do, and she took the photo to the world and asked people for help and showed in that process what community really looks like. First of all, that none of us are helpless today. Yeah. And that we can act together and create real change. And of course, those people were since evacuated and brought to safety.
Yeah, for those people that... Exactly. And for those people that saw that picture, it was such a heartbreak. I mean, I thought of loved ones who have been in retirement homes. And these people, I mean, that picture, though a snapshot, here they are. I mean, they were just sitting there in water up to their waist. In wheelchairs, there was nothing. I mean, they had to rely on somebody else to come and get them. Otherwise, they were there with rising water. I mean, what a thought, Nelfer, to have a parent or a loved one in that kind of situation.
But it's and of course, the very definition of powerlessness in that moment against a hurricane and so on. But it's really the power of people coming together, and that's what onlyness points to, that each of us now has ideas, we can now unleash those in the world in a way that we really couldn't 15, 20 years ago, because we couldn't organize, we couldn't mobilize, and we couldn't act as one. We were often limited by our geography, so if you didn't have somebody you personally knew in Houston, your ability to sort of rally people to that cause would have been limited. And today now you can use the internet, find people who have that heart and the desire to step in. And we can do this now around any topic.
Exactly. Well, the book, I know when people hear the title, The Power of Onlyness, I want you to break that down so they understand. I think they get the idea a little bit by what we've already been talking about, what you mean by that. But I want to give you a shot. You're the one that wrote it, and it was your idea. So expand on that, if you would.
Well, Bill, I coined the term back in 2011, 2012, and I was actually talking about a shift that was happening in innovation. Mm-hmm. In this economy that we work in, ideas are the fuel of growth. And, of course, where do ideas come from? They come from that spot in the world only you stand. The problem for literally thousands of years is that so many of our onlys weren't able to show up because we were told we didn't count, we didn't have status. And now, through distributed networks, you can find the people who have the same purpose as you and then together figure out how to serve the world. So that's where the idea came from. And then this book is really kind of expanding on that notion, which is to say exactly how. So finding over 300 stories and choosing 20 to kind of decode how do we name an idea that's original, build that community around it, and then cause that big action that we need.
Now, for I don't know about you, but me, it galls me, you know, with one of the things that we deal with in our society today, which is why the First Amendment is being challenged. But it's this idea, this kind of spirit of invalidation that has permeated our society over the last couple of decades. It is definitely, you know, taken over a lot of ground these days. In the political arena, but anything we know that happens politically, it just spreads into everything about our culture. And it galls me when people will use this spirit of invalidation to deprive people of their dreams. I gotta tell you, I fight against that. I resist it, and I appreciate, you know, the power of your words and the light that you're bringing forth here with your book in The Power of Onlyness, because I think you're starting to unleash and take the handcuffs off of people and, you know, causing them again to appreciate the dream that they have in their heart And I want to be a voice of encouragement. I think you do, too, as well. To encourage people to dream big dreams and to realize those things that are waking them up at 3 o'clock in the morning that just is relentless, will not let them go, because that dream has to be realized. And as you say, there's only one person that's going to realize that dream.
Well, and there was a great story of a professor. He actually had been doing innovation work. In fact, as one of my teachers, that's how I know him, had been doing innovation work for about 40 years. And somebody asked him just at the point of his retirement, what would you do now that you can basically get away with anything, right? Done with tenure, done with reputation, what would you do? And he had been bothered by this one thing that business leaders are not taught, which is a moral framework for handling all the tough choices they face. Because in the world of fortune and business, faith is never discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And so here he is with as many credentials as you could possibly ask for and really struggling with, should I take this on? Because he knew it would mean he would become a pariah in his own field. And that's exactly what happened. But in the process of driving that change and claiming it as something that was important and worthy of doing, was he found the other people who cared about the same thing. Now, it took him like 2 to 3 years to find those other people, which is that land of, you know, what do you call that when you're out in the middle of the desert kind of thing? And you
the oasis.
It's an oasis moment, right? But he perseveres, and that course ends up getting taught in a bunch of universities, getting adopted at major ethical centers and taught, in fact, at a major hospital in Sacramento, California. And the beauty of that story is that idea born of only that spot you stand, literally for hundreds of years, was told that was an inconsequential idea because that's not how we do it around here.
Exactly.
He's able to actually, it's really kind of a tectonic moment in our history.
Yeah, and tectonic in terms of blessing as well. You imagine the people that networked with him, that came together, how they were blessed to realize, because they were probably feeling, as I say, different parts of the elephant blindfolded, and all of a sudden they all come together and go, oh my, it is an elephant, we're all feeling this. And then not only mention their blessing, but the blessing that people received who took the class now because he could stand his ground. This is awesome. Great stories. We want to hear more. Nilufer Merchant is with us. Stay with us right here.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347, 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
There is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is
back with you. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Nilufer Merchant is with us, author of two previous books, ranked by Thinkers 50 as one of the world's leading thinkers, personally launched more than 100 products, netting $18 billion, that's billion with a B as in Bill, in sales, worked for companies ranging from Apple to Autodesk, advising many others. She's a visionary, but also a motivator, as you can probably tell. And if you happen to know of Nilufer and caught her 2013 TED Talk, Sitting is the Smoking of Our Generation is in the top 10% of TED's most viewed talks. And as we were talking with Nilufer off the air, of course, I said, now, you know, I have to ask you the origin of your name. And I'm sure our audience has the same question, Nilufer, so I'm not going to hog that information to myself. I'm going to let you share that because, you know, this is a part of your legacy and your grandfather naming you. He saw this in you.
So my grandfather was a judge by vocation, but he loved old poetry and old names. He named all of his grandchildren, and for each one, kind of thinking about who this person was. And so my name, Nilufer, Nilufar, how you say it in Persian, means lotus, like the lotus flower. And when I was 4 and 5 and 6, I would ask him why he named me this. And he said, well, I thought you had a tough childhood because I know your mother. She's tough. And so I wanted you to know that despite how tough your origin was, that you would grow up to have great light. And lotus flowers, he would tell me, would grow in the mud and in the dark, but then always goes towards the light. And I think that's his legacy he left me.
Yeah. And here you are, you know, in your thrust of taking people to the light and realizing their dreams. And in your new book, it is that. It is an encouragement. The power of onlyness and all that represents, and the anecdotal stories that you share with us. As you say, you had hundreds to choose from, and you had to break it down, which had been interesting for you to realize there were some great stories that you had to leave on the alleged cutting floor, right?
Yeah, it's tough to do that, actually. That's why you have editors. They have to do a tough job of helping you pick and choose and really help craft that story. This is the first time story-based book, but I thought it was so important. Instead of talking something theoretically about how do you have power, it's really showing people making great change. Can I share another story from the book?
Yeah, please. But before you do, I want to underline this, if I might, be just a bit assuming here. Yeah, it is my show. I guess I can be assuming. But no, it's just I want people to understand in terms of the anecdotal stories and what you share here, because oftentimes when you tell people, hey, you can do this, you know, part of our humanity says, no, I can't do this. You know, I won't do this. And until you realize you're not a pioneer of one. There have been other people that had maybe not the direct same idea, but maybe the sentiment, right?
Yeah, and I think so. Thank you so much for sharing that, because I do think most of us tell a message thing. You know, who am I to claim an idea? Who am I to make a difference? And yet, you know, that's always the great answer back is, who are you not to?
Exactly.
I think most of us have been conditioned away from seeing our own light, away from having our own purpose. We look outside ourselves and don't get that validation and clarity. Yet loneliness celebrates that which you have, even if it's not perfect, right? One of the greatest experiences of doing this research was realizing that someone's quote-unquote brokenness was actually what inspired them to want to create great change in the world in a very particular way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how something has to die in order to, out of it come a seed that takes it into something beyond what they thought was possible. But it's letting go, and sometimes it's even some of those ideas that have to die as well. And but you get those seeds, you plant them in the ground, and oh, shazam, you got something else going on. But anyway, you had another story you wanted to share with us.
Well, it's exactly tied to the question you just asked. So Franklin Leonard was this young man who, when he was in middle school, had been taught a story of shame. Mm-hmm. And in the literature, it has the good guy wearing a white hat and the not so good guy wearing a black hat. And Franklin Leonard is a young black man who thought, one day I'll grow up and invert that model. And he did something even better than invert the model. 15, 20 years goes by, and he's in Hollywood, literally like this lowly person, young, shows up and tries to hustle himself into a job. And he realizes he's looking at scripts that don't reflect what he imagines are useful stories. And so he sends a note out under an alias and says, hey, help me find some better stories. Tell me stories you love that haven't been put into production, and I will aggregate, he's an ex-McKinsey guy, I will aggregate all this data. I'll share it with you, so that'll be your win. And this list compilates it, prints off the five best scripts he finds, goes on vacation, comes back to his desk, and finds this list that he had shared, which he called the blacklist, had actually been recirculated back to him like 100-fold. And here's what they were doing. They were saying, these are the stories that were aimed at the dustbin because people didn't think they could make money, and yet they were absolutely beautiful stories that represented a much fuller understanding of humanity. And so Franklin, by, first of all, standing in that spot in the world only he stood, started to make a real difference with other people. But the beauty of it was he didn't just flip one thing for another, one power structure over another. What he said is, let's reframe how we think of this question, which is, what are the best stories instead of what can make money? He ended up really doing something valuable for all of us, right, which is have the stories that come out of Hollywood reflect more of our full humanity.
Exactly. Well, and that's the issue, as you say, in loneliness, is it can be lonely sometimes, can it?
Yeah, and I think that's probably what most people fear when they think, you know, that thread, pulling on that thread of what they think it'll cause that entire fabric to unravel. Mm-hmm. And instead, I think that is that's why they stay where they are. But what these 300 stories at least prove to me is that as you pull on that thread of what you care about, that fabric unraveling, you find yourself more deeply connected to the fabric of the world. It's the way in which your meaning suddenly has a place to be connected by finding the other people with whom you're in community, in relationship, and then you're no longer lonely.
Yeah. I think we all hunger for validation, don't we? It's a little bit of that.
I think we all hunger for meaning.
Yeah.
Right? Validation comes after you have meaning. And I think that's the piece is if we think we care about something, but we don't naturally see around us people who seem to care about the same thing, we feel deeply lonely.
But now we have
the ability to actually find those other people, and that's the opportunity, at least, that I see is open to all of us now.
Exactly. It's exciting times, really, when you think about it. I mean, this is why we like, our First Amendment right, the opportunity to speak what's on our mind, to respect that. And I think that's a little bit of the challenge right now that we're dealing with culturally. You have a great story here about a secretary using her Sudoku skills. Tell our audience about that.
Yes, there's a really obscure science project that was trying to figure out these like Alzheimer's. And they realized every scientific team is basically recreating the basic paradigm of how do proteins respond to things. Because if proteins fold, they also misfold. That's what causes things like Alzheimer's. And they thought, we should get people to help and sort of build a repository so we can make the science go better. And at first they thought, we'll get PhD people from around the world. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that didn't solve the problem. So they said, what if we open this up? What if we allow anyone to help us kind of solve this problem? And the person who turns out to be the best protein folder in the world was a person who loved solving puzzles and did it Sudoku, as you mentioned, and was a nurse by training but had left the field because of sexism she had encountered and answered the phones during the day. But in the evening, she turned out to be so good at this other specific skill. Without her, we wouldn't have solved how proteins fold and therefore advanced a whole bunch of scientific work. And that's, I think, the real opportunity here is to change how we even think about who we allow to participate in our businesses, in our communities. How do we basically say, who's interested in coming to help us solve things and then invite them in instead of screening people out based on, they don't look like we expect them to look.
Yeah, I find it quite interesting that the person that has the answer, and what is the value of that one person that has the answer that gives you connectivity to the idea and answer to what, you've been looking for all your life? What is the value of that?
Almost immeasurable, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. But if we invalidate people, if we have this spirit of arrogance that we want to live under, I'm like you. I really appreciate your heart and what you've shared with us, Nilofer, because I'm excited that you are, you're touching on, in a sense, I look at it as hallowed ground. It's people's dreams. It's so special. And therein lies the opportunity. Go ahead.
There is, and before we wrap up, because I can hear the music coming, there's a $1 trillion untapped economic opportunity in the U.S. alone by getting more ideas on the table. That was the sizing, $4.6 trillion globally. So this is, of course, invaluable and yet measurable in some ways to know that ideas are the fuel. They're what pulls us into the future. So let's make sure we actually figure out how to get more of them on the table.
Well, congratulations on the book, available at all the usual places, right?
Exactly.
And it'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Nilofer Merchant, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Nilofer.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi, everyone. Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL. And we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.